USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The laws are there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
AT&T and Verizon announced Tuesday they will delay this week's scheduled rollout of 5G cellular signals near some airports due to concerns from the aviation industry. The concern is the 5G spectrum is too close to the airline landing computer systems and could create delays or even worse. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. That was a simple deterrent that curbed most violent crime in America. Now with crime spiking in major cities throughout the United States, soft-on-crime DAs are being targeted for recall elections. One DA in Southern California might be the subject of a second recall.
Spiking crime in Los Angeles and criticism of District Attorney George Gascon calling for lenient charges and sentences for the offenders are fueling another effort to recall him. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva telling Fox News he's confident in the latest recall effort.
The recall is now gaining steam. There's a petition that's already being approved by the Registrar Recorder. It's going to be out in circulation, so the organizers are going to definitely do probably a better job this time than they did the last time, because they're more organized now and they're well-funded.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Reverend Gerald Murray of the Archdiocese of New York was on Newsmax last night talking about a small minority of people that have a hostility to the teachings of Christianity in the United States.
We have this whole gender fluidity problem in the United States, you know, people claiming to be transgender, going from male to female and vice versa. Religion, specifically Christianity, the majority religion in the United States, teaches that you are what God made you. Hostility to that teaching and to others, the Catholic Church, for instance, is quite clear. There's no such thing as same-sex marriage. Abortion is immoral. All of these things are always getting under the skin of left-wing activists who have a lot of influence now. We know that from the White House. I mean, here we have the scandal of a Catholic president of the United States who's a prime supporter of abortion. So things like this, where even Catholics in influential positions turn against the church, do lead to a rational conclusion that religion and religious doctrine is being deprecated, fought against, and used to basically marginalize a whole part of America. And by the way, most Americans are religious. Most Americans believe in God. So this really is a small minority trying to use government authority and other forms of pressure to put religion out of society, and we must resist that.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.